So that statement, in case you missed it earlier, stage two load shedding being implemented now from 1800 instead of 2100 as previously communicated. Unit 1 at Kusile and Matimba Unit 5 tripped, taking 1,300 megawatts off the grid. Load shedding will continue as previously communicated. An update will be issued should the need arise, said Eskom this evening. It was interesting and more upbeat than that in an announcement today from two of Eskom's biggest coal suppliers that they are, and it looks to me, intending to become renewable energy producers, both Exxaro Resources and Seriti Resources, committing to reduce their carbon footprints, Seriti by as much as half. Mike Teke on the line to us from Mpumalanga this evening, the chief executive of Seriti Resources. Does this mean you produce coal more cleanly, or you are making yourselves that transition, Mike, from coal to clean energy providers?
Well, our plan, we will continue to mine coal, but we want to contribute towards the just transition towards cleaner energy and renewables, as you referred to. And we are cooperating, and either as a group or individually, to develop or look at opportunities to develop these new forms of energy at our mines, but whilst we continue mining coal.
Okay, I mean, but ultimately, I mean, you will be left with coal reserves in the ground that nobody wants to buy anymore should this latest round of COP, which is happening in Glasgow on the 31st of October, go even halfway to achieving the goals that they claim to be ready to achieve.
I don't see that happening that soon, Bruce. There'll still be time. There'll still be a need for coal. Coal will remain baseload. But the most important part is that we're looking for opportunities within our operations to convert and use either solar, wind, or photovoltaic. And it is imperative to understand that whilst we do that, we will continue mining coal. And I believe this world will still use coal for the foreseeable future, 20 to 30 years, that's my view.
Okay, so you're not looking to transform the business of Seriti and become IPPs in your own right, but you will convert the way you produce coal into the future yourselves.
Well, beyond that, we are setting up our own companies. We are going to set up a subsidiary called Seriti Green Energy. We are looking into a subsidiary called Seriti Blue. That the Seriti Green Energy will be the one that's going to identify those initiatives that relate to renewable energy. So we're going to find ourselves here having a subsidiary, but continue to mine coal, because we cannot just press a button and stop mining coal immediately or now.
And let's, in real terms, Mike, I mean, you know this industry really well. If we had to, I mean, there are lots of people in the green movement who would love to see you stop mining coal tomorrow, but what would be the consequence if you did flick a switch and coal production did stop tomorrow? I mean, how many people would be out of work, for example? What would the consequence be?
Bruce Whitfield, you've just announced now that there'll be load shedding tonight, and it's stage two of load shedding. Now, imagine if you were to shut all these 15 coal-fired power stations tomorrow, what would you do with the communities within which we operate, not the mining industry? What would happen to the country itself? What would happen to about poverty? And we will lose up to 100,000 jobs. But beyond that, the enterprise development, the suppliers who depend on us will lose jobs, and our contribution to the GDP and the fiscal effectively. So this country will see trouble, not only this country, but all developing countries or the continent as we know it, Africa.
We talk a lot about the just transition, and that is keeping these jobs, keeping the suppliers, keeping the system going as it does at the moment, and gradually whittling down on our dependence on coal, for example. What is an acceptable speed of a just transition from your perspective?
My acceptable speed for a just transition is, as an example, if you shut 5 of these coal-fired power stations, which Eskom believes that they are old, they were built years back, you'll be left with 10 of those coal-fired power stations. When you're left with those 10 coal-fired power stations, you look for opportunities to replace the megawatts that you lose as a result of the 5. And by 2030, you probably find yourself having reduced, as the IRP 2019 mentioned, that we will reduce our dependence on coal from 80% to 43%. And as time goes by 2050, you probably will be at 20%. Just like what we see in the US, the U.S. has transitioned from coal, but they still use hydrocarbons as well. They still depend on gas. Mm. And we're going to see ourselves going through that journey. But I don't want us to be irresponsible, especially a continent like ours, which has a population of over 1.3 billion at some stage. We will reach a stage where we will need to have an energy mix with a base load of coal because it's been developed over a period of time.
And how far down the road are you with Sarita Green, for example?
Well, the subsidiary is set up. We are looking at opportunities internally. We are doing a number crunching exercise to look as to whether are there opportunities within the mines. As an example, can we identify opportunities in our processing plants, our ventilation fans, our conveyor belts? Can we run any of our business or part of our value chain using renewable energy? So that process is ongoing. We have started. And going forward, it will be about identifying the projects immediately and then start implementing them.
Mike Teke, thank you. The chief executive of Sarita Resources.